elections in 31 years. Everyone will get a chance to vote for a president. All because of your father and your uncle and their friends. You must be so proud.
So did you get all that? Trujillo Jr. and his family are no longer in power in the Dominican Republic. They have been forced to leave the country. Soon the Dominicans will have an election, their first real election since El Jefe took over. The people will be able to vote for the president of their choice. In other words, the Dominican Republic is no longer a dictatorship. It's a democracy. And this all came about because of Papi, Tio Tony, and their friends. Of course, it's still really sad for Anita that her father and uncle are dead. But at least now she knows that they didn't die for nothing. They gave their lives to liberate, or set free, their country. Let's keep reading and see what else Oscar has to say. We're near the top of page 160, where it says, Oscar had other news.
Oscar had other news. He had been to Wimpy's, where he had seen Chucha. When he told her he was writing to me, she said to tell me to remember my wings. Chucha must have long-distance vision that she can see how low and sad I'm feeling. I guess I finally understand what she and Papi meant by wanting me to fly. It was like the metaphors Mrs. Brown was always talking about. To be free inside, like an uncaged bird. Then nothing, not even a dictatorship, can take away your liberty. Oscar also said that the American school would be opening soon. Meanwhile, he and some of our classmates were back to having lessons in the old nursery room upstairs. The holes in the walls were plugged up and the shelves of books dusted off. Recently, what a surprise, Oscar found the Queen of Hearts bookmark in the Swiss Family Robinson. When we came back from the beach, he wrote at the end, I could tell things had changed. Mommy and Papi began eating their suppers with us, and Mommy stopped putting her leftovers in a plastic bag in her lap. I still stand in the yard, though, and look up at a certain window. I read and reread Oscar's letter alone by myself in the Garcia's bathroom with the door locked, just like in those old, sad days in hiding, writing in my diary in the Mancini's bathroom. The snow really is as magical as Mommy said it would be, and it is falling so thickly and yet so silently that one thing doesn't